Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. You're going to hear a lot of inflammatory rhetoric today. Listen, I'll tell you when you should panic and when you shouldn't panic. The sending of troops to Eastern European countries in proximity to Russia and Ukraine is a not panic issue. We're not going to have World War III. This is not Austria. I heard some of the most ridiculous things over the week. Some of them coming from Fox News just rolled my eyes. No. No and no. No, the troops are being sent for the same reason we blew up that poor Afghani family killing. I don't know. How many kids did we kill? Someone should have been fired about that, but whatever. No, they were blown up. Remember, we were told they were terrorists to make Joe look tough. After a Joe gaffe. That's why they're being sent. To 1,000 to 5,000 troops. We're not serious. The Russians have 100,000 on the border. Okay? And so these troops, these poor people have to haul rear ends out there because Joe needs to cover up for his gaffe when he greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine. Okay? We're not going to get in a fight with the Russians. This is a pure, it's drama. It's like a play. Do you know how you know? Aside from the fact if you're a battleground listener or a regular listener to the show, then you know in detail how Russia absolutely lock, stock, and barrel owns the Bidens. They have a record of their crimes that they committed, taking the millions in Russian money. There was probably millions more. And that's being covered up right now by the Secret Service. They've refused to turn over all records for 3 years in which the Bidens heavily traveled, both Joe and his bagman and son Hunter, in Russia and in China. So they know that there's more money than just the millions that the Treasury Department flagged as money laundering. By the way, Hunter did not report those on his taxes. So, I mean, the crime's right there for anybody who wants to see it. And we know this because Hunter had to disclose his tax returns because the baby mama sued him for child support. So we know about the money he took because we have the Treasury Department flagging it from Russia. And then we know as potential money laundering. And then we know that he did not report it on his taxes from the baby mama tax return case. It's all in federal court. So we know that crimes have been committed here. The media's just pretending they haven't. Russia owns Joe, and Joe will always act accordingly. You can count on that. That is how I have gotten everything about this right so far, and I will continue to get it right. Now, watch what happened. You want to know how this works yesterday? Did you see how it works? What was Russia and Putin buying with the money that the Bidens illegally took? Hunter took it, but we know how it works. In Hunter's own words, 10 to 20% for the big guy, right? So what did, what was Russia buying primarily? The Nord 2. Okay, they were buying the Nord 2 pipeline, put them in a position of energy supremacy for the next generation over Russia. And right now, Germany dominates the EU. Russia will be a superpower, the only superpower that matters as far as that region of the world goes. And we'll be in the backseat where the Democrats want us, right? So that's what Putin was buying from Biden. Here's how you can see the play this weekend. Useless Secretary of State Tony Blinken, who is an absolute walking, living, breathing joke, was asked by Dana Bash, hey, you know, before you send troops, should we maybe think about some sanctions? Like, oh, I don't know, the thing that's worked for 20 years, blocking the Nord 2? You know, like Bush did, Obama did, and Trump did, like that. Should we consider that? Blinken says no. That's to tell. That's to tell. They're not going to use these troops. They say we might escalate. We're not escalating. No. Do you realize that starting in May, we hit a record high import level in oil from Russia? Do you realize that? Total reversal of the Trump achievement. We were a record, a number one world exporter. We beat Russia. But Joe put him back in the driver's seat. Why'd he do that? He was paid to. So a president that was not owned fully by the Russians, and they have evidence of Hunter's crimes, and if Joe took the money, they know that too. But it was a crime for Hunter to take the money. A country that owns a president, what does that president do? Not what this, exactly what this president is doing. A unowned president, a president not owned by Russia, would do what? Sanctions. You do the sanctions before you send the troops. Duh. Even a sixth grader knows that. You do sanctions, then you send troops, right? They don't want to do the sanctions because that's what Putin wants more than anything in the world, the Nord 2. So they're letting him have the Nord 2. That's what they're paid to do. And they send in the troops as window dressing. This is not Austria. This is not World War I. This is not World War II. Fox needs to knock it off with a stupid rhetoric and stop with the CIA people. They're full of it. Biden ain't going to do jack. He can't. He's owned by the Russians. Now, they may move some troops around and make some noise. But the way you see he's owned is that he will not impose the Nord 2 sanctions. He will not do it. The one thing that could have stopped this whole mess in the beginning, we knew. He started massing troops in August. We knew it. Biden had every opportunity in the world to reverse on the Nord 2 sanctions, and he did not. So he's going to use troops once again as a PR ploy and as cannon fodder to cover up for what's really going on, his weakness here, because he is owned, lock, stock, and barrel by the Russians. So that's simple to understand. You can predict everything he'll do. The troops were to cover up the gaffe. Nobody was talking troops last week. And this is why Blinken ended up in the bizarre position this weekend of having to explain, and he couldn't come up with a sensible way to explain. I mean, there's no explanation for it. Why on earth you would send troops but not do sanctions? It's not because they're stupid, although they do look dumb. It's because the Russians own him. And Biden is working very hard every day to give them energy supremacy. For instance, last week he very quietly canceled support for an Israeli pipeline that Trump had supported. The Israeli pipeline would have competed with Russian oil and natural gas going into Europe. So Biden cancels the Israeli line. Climate change, you know. That's what he said. He actually said climate change. But green lights the Nord. And now all of a sudden, Putin is at a record high level of imports to America for oil? Really? He's owned, y'all. It's Occam's razor. Oh, and the cool thing is, there's a good reason, apparently, that the Secret Service is covering up 3 years right now. 3 years. It will not give Congress travel records for the Bidens, including who they visited with, for Russia and China. There's a reason. And Peter Schweizer gets closer and closer to it every day. He's a New York Times bestselling author whose work the New York Times and the Washington Post, as regards Biden, has used in the past before Biden became someone they had to protect and lie for. Here's Peter Schweizer talking about the $31 million that Hunter took from China and the Chinese. Now, this is in addition to the $1.5 billion deal that went through Rosemont Seneca. Okay, this is just personal money handed over to the Bidens by the top intelligence assets of China. Our president is not ours. They own him. And Schweizer nails it over the weekend.
We spent more than a year investigating red-handed, and one of the most startling things we uncovered is the simple fact that the Biden family, while he was vice president of the United States and continuing when he became president, received some $31 million from Chinese individuals who are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence.
$31 million. Whoa.
Yep. $31 million. And these deals, which we lay out in the book, were carried out by a couple of individuals. One is a guy named Che Feng. Hunter Biden in the Hunter Biden emails refers to him as the super chairman. That's kind of his nickname for him. And he says in one email, "I don't believe in the lottery anymore, but I believe in the super chairman." Now, who is Che Feng? He's kind of this sketchy Chinese businessman. His business partner at the time that he was striking deals with Hunter Biden, his business partner was the vice minister at the Ministry for State Security. He was in charge of, among other things, recruiting foreign nationals to spy for China. He was the head of something called the Number 8 Bureau. It doesn't get any higher than that. These are the sorts of individuals that were striking deals with Hunter Biden. In this particular case, Che Feng happened to help a $20 million deal be secured. Another individual that helped arrange that deal is a guy named Mr. Zhao. Mr. Zhao helped with that $20 million deal. He also sent $5 million to Hunter Biden, and he sent that money from a very interesting business called Harvest Global. So you have Mr. Zhao sending $5 million. Who's his business partner, Mark? His business partner is the daughter of the former head of the Ministry of State Security. This is the guy who runs the entire spy apparatus for China. Again, it does not get any higher than that. So what this means, Mark, is that in total, the Biden family got $31 million. They performed no discernible legitimate business activities, as I can find, for that $31 million. And it all, every single deal, came from individuals tied at the highest levels to the Chinese.
They own him. You do not. You do not. They do, though. They do. By the way, Russia has said it is Germany has said it's the number four, the world's number four arms dealer. I don't know if you knew that about Germany. Germany says it's not arming Ukraine. Folks, this is a done deal. Biden knows it. The troops are window dressing. Nothing to see here.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Even Fox News confused. All you got to do is put the payoffs together with the, you understand why there's no sanctions for Russia. Russia bought the pipeline. They paid Hunter. It's how it works. Why is it so hard for our side to get this? Here's Fox News. Well, why would you send troops but not try sanctions? Because he was paid not to. Look, think, where is Biden sending the troops? Not into a direct line of conflict with Russia, but to countries surrounding Eastern European countries. They're not going to do anything but twiddle their thumbs and play cards. He just has to send them to look tough, to cover up the fact that he's not doing anything because that's what he was paid not to do by the mayor of Moscow's wife. I think there's probably millions more that the Russians slid his way. That's why the Secret Service is currently withholding from Congress and will not turn over 3 years of travel mainly to China and to Russia. Travel records. Who the Bidens met with. That's why. Congress has a right to see those, by the way. But they will not turn them over because they're covering up the Bidens' crimes. That's what they're doing. It's how it works in our country now. And we had that last week from Charles Grassley. And Grassley is asked flat out, is the Secret Service covering for Biden? It would be very bad right now in terms of connecting dots and whatnot for the news of the payoffs from China and Russia to coincide with the news of Joe sitting back and doing nothing and handing Ukraine to the Russians. It would look unseemly. People might even figure it out. Here's Grassley. Last week, he's a senator who's been investigating Hunter for a long time on how the Secret Service is now covering for the Bidens.
Senator Grassley, do you allege that the Secret Service is covering for Joe Biden's son?
At this point, you can't draw any other conclusions, or it seems to me that they would fully come forth and give us all this information we need, and it's very suspicious when they don't do it.
Yeah, so they've given him a new deadline of the 26th to turn over the travel files, for particularly for Russia and China. They won't get him. Or they'll get some heavily redacted mishmash. Okay, so here's Fox News, and they're even confused. Now I've just given you the answer. Now listen to this. Why are there no sanctions on Russia? It makes no sense. Why would you send troops but you don't try sanctions? Again, they bought him. They bought Joe. He's not taking the Nord 2 from the Russians. Absolute energy supremacy over the EU. Bam, right there. That's why. It's what Russia wants more than anything. Joe gave it to him. And keep in mind, folks, when you hear, this is how we kept this from happening before, from Bush to Obama to Trump, because we sanctioned the Nord 2 or threatened to. That was U.S. policy. Biden reversed it, and you get what Putin wants. He gets his pipeline. He gets to invade whatever he wants. Nobody's going to stop him. He owns Joe. Here's Fox News, though, going over the weekend.
Yeah, they all met this weekend. There was a briefing at Camp David, and he met with advisors, Joe Biden did, and they're considering sending in those troops. They're considering sending in naval vessels. But when asked about sanctions, Blinken said to deter the Russian aggression, he said that would mean losing the means of deterrence if we sanction them. But Congressman Michael McCaul said, we can always remove these sanctions,
of course,
you know,
right,
if they deter Putin. But if we don't do them, then we're going to look weak, and Russia's going to continue to do this.
Right.
John Ratcliffe.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is what John Ratcliffe said on why Biden is weak.
Vladimir Putin is not just winning, but he's won on this issue. You know, here's the president of the 12th country with only the 12th largest economy in the world, and he has the leader of the free world, the president of the United States and our Western allies, sitting back waiting to see what he's going to do instead of leading on the issue and telling him what he must do. Everywhere we go around the world in the past year, our adversaries have gotten stronger. I know at the press conference, Joe Biden said he had a good year, that he had the best year of any first-year president. But you know who had a good year? Terrorists and the Taliban, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un. You can't point...
Yeah. No, China paid for Afghanistan. They wanted it because the supplies of the rare earth minerals. That's why Joe gave him Afghanistan. he was paid to do that. But this, folks... At a basic level, I've probably gone way too deep into this for talk radio, but at a basic level, this is how bad it is for Joe. Even Colbert, right? Who on most normal weeks is licking Joe's boots, right? Even Colbert is making fun of Joe Biden for greenlighting the invasion of Ukraine. Take a listen.
Today, Biden did a little damage control over some of the things he said yesterday about the looming Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, if you haven't been paying attention to what's going on for weeks, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been massing troops on Ukraine's border. But when asked what Putin was going to do, Biden wasn't nearly so vague.
My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
He has to do something? I'd hate to see Joe as a hostage negotiator. Why don't we all just calm down? You just let everyone go, okay? Or shoot the hostages. You got to do something. I don't want to be home in time for Matlock.
Well, the deliberately orchestrated collapse of the supply chains on this continent has begun. It's off and running full scale. The purpose of it is being engineered by both the Trudeau administration in partnership with the Joe Biden administration. The purpose of it, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But folks, we already know the Democrats could easily stop the supply chain problems as regards the two ports in California. I've explained exhaustively to you how that could happen. So you can only conclude they want it. The supply chain mess actually should have hit in the middle of the Trump administration 2018, but the EPA under Trump delayed it. Delayed the implementation of a set of rules that would bar over half the truck fleet in the country from driving over the California state line. That's why everything's backed up. Now, the Democrats know this is hurting Biden. They know it's hurting their electoral chances, but they won't stop it. We know they don't give a rip about climate change. If they did, they would have blocked the Nord 2. And by the way, it wasn't just Biden who let the Russians have the Nord 2 pipeline. No, no, no. Remember, because Senator Ted Cruz had a bill that would have overturned that in Senate. 100% party line vote. Democrats voted to keep the Nord 2. So they, whenever they tell you, trolls, on those silly news stations you listen to, you liberals who listen to this show, they don't mean it. They're not really opposed to climate change. They just tell you that. So it's not that. It's not that. So why on earth would they implement a vaccine mandate at the Canadian and Mexican border? The one at the Canadian border is in partnership with Trudeau. He doesn't believe his people should have produce of any kind, clearly. I mean, that's his position. And it's at the Mexican border. Folks, this, keep your eye on that. This is a big deal. I mean, just when you thought things could not get any worse, bear shelves Biden bans unvaccinated truckers from Mexico and Canada coming into the U.S. Okay, the Canadians are super screwed because they depend on Mexico, Central America for their produce. So they're just they're done. it's going to be bare shelves all the way for them. For us, we source ours from the same place. We also get it from California and some other places. So we may be okay, but we may not be. Who knows? But it is going to dent the supply lines. So what does this tell you, okay? It tells you not only do they not care about the supply chain, even though it's hurting them, they are doing things on purpose to make it worse. That makes me uncomfortable. This is an attack on the supply lines. That's what this is. And you got shelves are bare in the U.S. Manufacturers can't get parts. Businesses are shutting down operations due to part shortages. What comes over that Canadian border and Mexican border? What do they do there? It's the remnants of NAFTA, okay? When the Bushes and then the Clintons thought it would be really smart if we just moved manufacturing out of the company, out of the country. So we assemble, the companies still assemble stuff in Mexico and Canada after the Bushes and Clintons attacked the country using NAFTA and destroyed our manufacturing for their own personal gain. So stuff is still assembled there, parts, if you will. So some smaller parts are put together to make bigger parts, and bigger parts are put in engines. That's what happens there. So, I mean, you know, you want to repair your car, good luck. Canadian truck, by the way, this is largely being blocked by the U.S. media, which is how you know it's a big deal. Canadian truckers, it's been blacked out. Blocked the highway entering the U.S. from Canada both ways Monday. Last week, it escalated through the weekend. Following new government rules that ban unvaccinated drivers from crossing the border into the U.S. and then back into Canada. So they got them on both sides. So they got Department of Homeland Security doing the vaccine mandate one way and the Canadians doing it the other way. Okay. So this will block, they say, at least 10% of the truckers from Canada and Mexico from entering the United States with their goods. It goes both ways. So I think it's going to be more than that, given about half our truckers are unvaccinated. But 10% is the estimate right now. So it's just chip away at the supply, chip away. I just got a question. When do you panic? I wish the media would tell me. When is the appropriate time to panic? Because not only do the Democrats, you know what this tells you? They don't care. And they're deliberately making it worse, coming from two angles. So they're obviously thumbs up with supply chain disruption. And that makes you wonder, is this a policy? Because this isn't about COVID. I mean, if these same drivers, you know, okay, so here's what, we have drivers every day that get in a truck and they come up from Mexico with our produce, with parts, with car stuff, with a lot of other stuff, right? They come up from Mexico, perfectly legal. They cross at our land port, drop it off, turn around, go back, and they get another load. If they don't want to get vaccinated, they can't come anymore. And we already have a trucker shortage. Now, if these same guys driving our stuff up in the trucks from Mexico were unvaccinated illegal aliens, why, that would be no problem. They could just show up with their arrest record, hand it to the Department of Homeland Security, and we would put them on a plane even if they had full-blown COVID. So this is not about COVID. Fox News this summer, remember, documented a tranche of 15,000 illegals who were COVID positive. They just dumped them right in the country. They just dumped them right in the country. Turned them over to nonprofit charities who bust them in or flew them in to get you sick. So this ain't about COVID. This is about whacking out the supply line. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know what this is about. But it's about something. So if they were unvaccinated illegal aliens, no problem, come right in. But since they are unvaccinated truckers bringing products into the U.S., they're being turned around. This is Democrat politics at its best, y'all. I mean, this is bat crap crazy. Here's Freight Waves, one of the journals of the industry. Here's what they write. The U.S. will close its borders to unvaccinated, and get this, partially vaccinated Canadian and Mexican truck drivers on Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security said. These updated travel requirements will reflect the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to protecting public health. What a crock! They'd block the illegals if they said if that was the case. They don't care. This is an attack on the supply lines. You can't look at it any other way. Why would you do this? Why? Now, for now, they're thinking it's going to hurt Canada more because Canada, it's going to cut off a lot of Canada's access to fresh fruits and vegetables. The Canadian Trucking Alliance on and American Trucking Alliance have projected a 10 to 15% of drivers may leave cross-border trucking as a result of the mandates and exacerbate existing supply chain issues. Well, we better hope it's not more than that. You know, on Friday on our news site, 1063WRD.com, Lee reported the percentage. I've been wanting to see this number, and he got it. It was on there. The percentage of vacancy. In other words, how bad is it in terms of, like, what's missing from the grocery store, food-wise? 15%. It's down 15. That's a total question. Do we panic at 20, or do we wait till 25? Does it just seem like it's eroding? My husband and I went shopping this weekend. Is it my imagination or is it getting worse? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. It's weird, isn't it? Something here stinks. The timing of it is shocking. Hope it's just Joe screwing up again and not something bigger. Oh, this just brings joy to my heart. The liberal economist writes over the weekend, they're in a panic, by the way. Growing diversity of gun owners is bad for gun control advocates. Why? Yes, because the people with whom guns are most popular in terms of first-time buyers right now, well, half were female, a fifth black, and a fifth Hispanic. And this is a problem. That is, you could go after them when it was white males buying the guns. But now it's black and Hispanic women. And that's a problem, the economist writes. Okay. Why is this happening? But part of it is the Democrats' rhetoric on the police are out to kill you, which we have debunked exhaustively here and won't get back into again. For no reason that the police are just out there, man, they're just gunning for you. But I think the big part of this is survival. You got black and Hispanic women just trying to survive the crime wave that white liberals have foisted upon their neighborhoods with depolicing. The Economist pointed to the growing diversity of gun owners in America and noted that is bad for gun control advocates. I've been saying this for a while. A study by Northwestern University shows that of the millions of first-time buyers between January 2019 and April 2021, half were female, a fifth black, and a fifth Hispanic. Moreover, the Economist noted, the share of black adults who joined the gun-owning ranks was more than twice of white adults. Good. Yeah. Let the Democrats sling some gun rhetoric at these people now. The demographics are a marked shift, they write, from 2015, when first-time gun buyers overwhelmingly skewed white and male. Now, here's the part where I get this at a gut level. I've been saying this for a while. This is from The Economist. Gun ownership changes things. And as The Economist observed, quote, people who own guns are more politically active around gun issues than non-owners. Well, yeah. Especially if you're a woman. I'm telling you, you tell a woman you're going to take her gun, it's like telling her you're going to strip her naked. It's not the same as for men. I mean, I hate to sound like a raving feminist, but it's not. There is no equalizer on earth like the gun. No invention that has ever brought about insta equality like that gun. And you take a single mom who is stuck in living in a crime-ridden area where the crime is now up by 30%. There's gunshots at night, thanks to the Democrats. She's scared to death. You're going to take that from her? You're going to take that gun from her? She never had it before? Oh, that's visceral. Might as well tell you you're going to strip her naked, send her to walk down the street. So this is just another pleasant little side effect of the Democrats' embrace of lawlessness and anarchy and wild West-style living. That these poor people who have to actually live in the depoliced areas, unlike the white liberals pushing this crap, they live in fear. I'm telling you, they are minting conservatives day in and day out. Because you know what? You tell somebody you're going to take away their freedom of speech, people get that. They've used it all their lives. You haven't used the Second Amendment. It doesn't mean anything to you. You're not losing it. But if you've used that gun, even if it just sits up in your closet and it's loaded, and you've taken it to the firing range a few times and felt the full power of the thing, and you never used it again, it doesn't matter. It'll change you. Just holding it and firing it will change you. It does. And that's good news. There's so much good. Folks, all this stuff today, it's a little depressing, but it's good news. I mean, you got Democrats saying they're running against Joe Biden. Did you see this over the weekend, by the way? Both the New York Times and Face the Nation did focus groups with the same kind of voters. People who have voted for Trump and, like Obama, they voted for Democrats and Republicans in the past, right? True swing voters. They could not get one person in the whole focus group between the New York Times and Face the Nation, it was two separate stories, to raise a hand in support of Joe Biden. And these are true swing voters. Yeah, I'll say it's going great out there. When do we get to 50% on the store shelves? Just wait. Wow. Texter writes here that 15% that's missing on the grocery shelves is 50% of what we want to buy. Now the text writes, tear out to black women, how about trying to vote for a different party? It just blows my mind that the descendants of slaves in this country would vote for a party that doesn't allow them to have guns or want to allow them to have guns. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around it. I don't understand it. Texter writes, Tara, Stalin and Hitler. I don't get this. Texter writes, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, they decided not to invade our land with troops because one general said there was a gun behind every bush.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.